all you college basketball fans, time to get to work and start making your picks. The bracket is out for the men's Division I NCAA basketball tournament. We all know that as March Madness, and men, women, children, probably even pets bound for YouTube fame are trying to figure out the chances of a 9 seed beating an 8, or whether teams wearing green uniforms win more than blue ones. Plus, there's extra madness this year thanks to a contest offering $1 billion if you predict every single game correctly. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us to talk about the science of filling out March Madness brackets. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Renee. I will be right with you. I just have to finish something here. Just one sec. Okay, Colorado will be heads. Pitt will be tails. It is tails. So I will fill in Pitt.
So
okay.
It has come to that. Flip a coin, right? Okay, so we'll get to your scientific strategies. But first, a quick word about yesterday's Selection Sunday when they unveiled the bracket. So is it this year worthy of hand-wringing?
Well, yeah, it always is. There were the usual head-scratchers. The selection committee didn't exactly reward teams that are playing very well right now, such as Michigan State and defending champ Louisville, which got number 4 seeds. Those are lower than expected. Kentucky got an 8th seed, and yesterday Kentucky nearly beat the tournament's overall number 1 seed, Florida. Now, Renee, despite the grumbles, you have to remember, once the tournament actually starts, which will be tomorrow with preliminary games, the action on the court usually corrects any perceived deficiencies in the selection process.
Okay, Tom, can we get to the billion-dollar contest now?
You bet.
All right, the prize coming from Quicken Loans and insured by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Not a great chance of winning. From what I understand, it's 1 in 9.2 quintillion. People are, though, giving it a try.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's limited to the first 15 million entrants. It may already be up. You know, you've got math whizzes working overtime on this using applied linear algebra. You got to think, though, that Warren Buffett knows full well how wide open this tournament is and that he's not going to have to pay this money. It's going to be very tough to come up with the perfect bracket, linear algebra or no. Yes, there are 4 number one seeds. They're favored to get through to the final 4, but all of them have some, you know, weakness. There are no Uber teams. Bill Self, the head coach of number 2 seed Kansas, was quoted as saying, "There are more good teams and less great teams. The difference between a 2 seed and a 7 or 8 seed is as narrow as it's ever been."
Well, then setting aside for a moment that coin flip, can you give us some guidance on maybe getting closer to a perfect bracket and that $1 billion?
You don't like my coin flip. Okay.
No, so, I love it.
Okay, so a few stats that might help. In the first round, don't pick a 16 seed to pull off the stunning upset of a number 1. Never happened since they started keeping records in 1985. A number 2 seed, it's a bit more vulnerable. In the last 2 tournaments, you've had 3 number 15 seeds have beaten number 2s. Now, here's one. The upset special, as many people know, is the number 12 seed over the number 5 in the first round. In the last 5 tournaments, half of the number 5 seeds went down in the opening round. So beware, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, St. Louis, those are all the 5 seeds this time. And stick with those 12 seeds after the upset. According to RJ Bell of pregame.com, they win nearly half the time in round 2.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
I feel much better about my chances now. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.